From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia stops sending migrant workers to Malaysia over MOU violation. Minister Limpo and Australian counterpart discuss FMD handling. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government decided to temporarily stop sending migrant workers to Malaysia as of July 13, 2022 over Kuala Lumpur violating a Memorandum of Understanding on Manpower, Inc. between the two countries. Director of Indonesian Citizens and Entities Protection at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Judah Nugraha, said during an online media briefing on Thursday, the government made the decision after the Indonesian mission found several pieces of evidence showing Malaysia is still using a made online system to recruit workers. Embassy in Kuala Lumpur has conveyed the decision to the Malaysian Resources Ministry, which will soon discuss the issue with the Malaysian Home Affairs Ministry. Indonesian Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yassin Limpo and Australian Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry Murray Watt discussed cooperation between the two neighboring countries, especially in agriculture and animal husbandry, including the handling of foot and mouth disease or FMD. The two ministers discussed the cooperation during a meeting held at the Ministry of Agriculture's office in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister Watt said the Australian government is preparing to send 1 million FMD vaccines to Indonesia in August. The Australian government will also provide assistance in the form of $500,000 for the training of medical personnel for handling FMD. The last national news comes from several G20 meetings under the Indonesian presidency this year have raised the issue of women's empowerment in the economic sector. Leni and Rosalind said at the Medan Merdeka Barat 9 dialogue on Thursday, which was themed Empowered Women to Recover Together, that G20 member countries have great concern for women's empowerment, which is reflected by the existence of engagement groups such as G20 Empower and Women 20. According to Rosalind, once women are economically empowered, many issues such as child marriage, child labor, and violence against women and children can be overcome. Now we move to the international news. Saudi Arabia is opening its airspace for all civil air carriers for overflying, the General Authority of Civil Aviation announced on Friday. CNN reported on Wednesday, citing people familiar with the matter, that Saudi Arabia was planning to allow Muslims from Israel to take direct charter flights for the purposes of Islamic pilgrimage and to permit other flights to and from Israel. Riyadh's decision was planned amid US President Joe Biden's visit to the Middle East. Next, we have South Korea and China held an annual director-level meeting on bilateral economic cooperation on Thursday. The South Korean Foreign Ministry virtually held the 26th Joint Economic Cooperation Session with the Chinese Commerce Ministry. Seoul's Foreign Ministry said the two sides pointed out that bilateral trade hit a record high last year despite the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic. In the economic cooperation meeting, Seoul and Beijing agreed on the need for cooperation in effort to establish a stable supply chain. We continue with a heat wave spreading across Europe, which is fueling wildfires in Portugal, France, and Spain. Around 3,500 firefighters in Portugal are battling dozens of blazes as temperatures break records in various parts of the country. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and longer lasting because of climate change. The last news comes from stocks were mixed in Asia on Friday as soaring inflation and a series of interest rate hikes around the world continued to fan recession fears, while a big miss on Chinese growth added to anxiety about the world's biggest economies. Below par earnings from Wall Street titans JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley compounded worries that companies' bottom lines will be hit by the economic fallout. Next, we present you a commentary entitled The Purpose of Great Powers' Presence in the Pacific Island.
Today's commentary is on the purpose of great powers' presence in the Pacific Islands. The United States will deepen its presence in the Pacific Islands. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, in a video speech at the Pacific Islands Forum in Zufa, Fiji on Wednesday, July the 13th, as quoted by Tempo.co on July the 13th, said that U.S. funding for the Pacific Islands would triple to $60 million per year for a decade, subject to congressional approval. In a speech delivered virtually at the meeting, Harris also announced plans to open more U.S. embassies in the South Pacific. She acknowledged that in the past, Pacific Island nations may not have received enough attention from the United States. She added that the United States now wants to significantly deepen its presence in the Pacific region. The involvement of powerful and wealthy nations is nothing new in the Pacific Islands. Poor economic growth has made countries in the region very dependent on world aid, especially countries that are big powers such as the United States, China, and Australia. For decades, Australia has been one of the largest donors to Pacific Island countries. In the region, Australia is investing in the health, education, and government sectors. Besides the United States and Australia, another country involved in the development of the Pacific Islands is China. For years, China has sought a presence in the region, involved in the construction of airport runways, highways, and stadiums to education and fishing. China's presence in the Pacific Islands is increasingly in the spotlight after the controversial pact with the Solomon Islands was agreed some time ago. What is the purpose of these countries' involvement in development in the Pacific region? Some observers, as quoted from Swara.com on some time ago, said that Beijing's goal of funding infrastructure projects in key strategic locations is to allow China's military access from the air and sea. But other observers point out that some countries use money to gain powers and influence. Meanwhile, the United States initiatives, according to a number of experts, as quoted from www.yindonesia.com, is a reaction to China's increasing influence in the tropical islands countries, whereas historically, the Pacific Islands region was under Western influence. The good initiatives of the great powers needn't be disputed, although it is not secret that no country is fully concerned with the welfare of other countries without any interest. Cooperation that exists between major powers such as the United States, Australia, and China with countries in the Pacific Islands needs to be supported. Most importantly, it must not damage or harm the Pacific Island countries. In establishing cooperation with the great powers, The Pacific Island countries need to avoid being dictated to by the great powers. The sovereignty of the Pacific countries should be maintained. That was commentary.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll begin today in history with July the 15th, 1916. Boeing is founded under the name Pacific Aero Products in Seattle. The Boeing Company, located in Chicago, USA, is a multinational company that designs, manufactures, and sells airplanes, rotorcraft, rockets, and satellites, founded on July the 15th, 1916. The company also provides rental and product support services. Boeing is one of the world's largest aircraft manufacturers, as well as the world's second largest defense contractor by 2015 revenue, and is the largest exporter in the United States by dollar value. Turning to July the 15, 1940, the last day for Robert Pershing Wedlow as the tallest human being of all time. The super tall Robert Pershing Wedlow died at a very young age, 22 years, at a hotel in Manistee, Michigan, after sustaining severe injuries to his ankle. As published on the Guinness World Records website on Wednesday, July 15, 2015, Wedlow declared as the tallest human in the world. The last time he was measured before he died, his height was 2.72 meters, or about 8 feet 11 inches. So far, no one has matched his height. I'll end today in history with July 15, 2018, the World Cup final in Russia. The 2018 FIFA World Cup is the 21st FIFA World Cup, a quadrennial international football tournament contested by the men's national teams of FIFA's members' associations. The tournament was held in Russia on June the 14th and ended in the final on July the 15th, 2018, after the country was chosen as the host on December the 2nd, 2010. It was the 11th time the World Cup held in Europe, but the first in Eastern Europe. For the first time, this tournament was taking place on two continents, Europe and Asia. All stadiums, except for one, are located in European Russia. With an estimated cost of over $14.2 billion, it is the most expensive World Cup ever. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see a zoo. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it up. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it up. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no wanting to go. And I could be chilling by now. Feet up, cross legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir, engkaulah untukku. Tapi ku melihat kau, mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain. Hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, oh, oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain. Kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, thank you.
tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat. Sakitnya dikhianati, tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Tuesday Wagen Tradition. Since July, the government of the special region of Yogyakarta has revived the tradition of Tuesday Wagen in the Malioboro area after 2 years of vacuum due to COVID-19 pandemic. Tuesday Wagen has been held since 2017. The tradition, which is held every 35-day market day, is considered a holiday for traders and shops in Malioboro by conducting various activities such as working together to clean the area and to perform art along Malioboro Street from afternoon until night. Besides, according to the Secretary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Kadarmanta Baskara Aji, the Tuesday Wagen is a part of preserving tradition as well as an arena for the development of cultural art, which has provided lots of benefits. Listener, the Tuesday Wagen was held on July 12, 2022, and it will be adjusted to the Javanese calendar with a calculation of 35 days. The difference is that Tuesday Wagen's activities are no longer the same as before the COVID-19 pandemic. In the past, in one day, there could be 10 stage points along Malioboro to exhibit various artistic attractions. Now, holding Tuesday Wagen with the priority of health protocols is only at one point. This is to prevent COVID-19 cases from rising. This activity is centered in the March 1st Umum Serangan Monument area, which is around the kilometer zero point area Fort Vredebroek Museum. Listener, many traditional and contemporary art culture performances entertain tourists who pass by in the shopping center area in Yogyakarta from 3:30 p.m. local time until the evening. Because it is also a testing ground for Malioboro semi-pedestrians and motorcycle access along the area is temporarily close from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. local time. Head of the Special Region of Yogyakarta Culture Office, Dian Laksmi Pratiwi, explained that various activities presented to visitors during the Tuesday Wagen activity in Malioboro are art performances. In addition, there are eco-printing batik workshops, Javanese script workshops, and traditional fashion carnivals. For Tuesday's Wagen activities in the following months, Dian opens opportunities for people who would like to present art and cultural performances in Malioboro. They will be first selected by a curation team prepared by the regional government special region of Yogyakarta along with the Yogyakarta city government. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Eleni for today highlights Jakarta is included in the 10 best cities in Southeast Asia 2022. Listeners, Jakarta is included in the list of the 10 best cities in Southeast Asia 2022 version of Travel and Leisure. This predicate was awarded in the Travel and Leisure Asia's Best Award 2022, Best Cities in Southeast Asia. The award was first held by Travel and Leisure
which is a global travel and lifestyle magazine based in New York, USA. In that award, Bangkok, Thailand won the title of the best city in Southeast Asia 2022. Travel and Leisure Asia's Best Awards 2022 is the inaugural award organized by the magazine. All selected nominees were determined based on a survey of travel and leisure readers, then combined with expert opinions from the travel and leisure team. The survey period ran from January to April 2022. The Asia's Best Award 2022 only covered 9 countries in Asia, including Indonesia, Cambodia, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Maldives, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Specifically, for the nomination for the best city in 2022, travel and leisure is in the category of the best city in Southeast Asia 2022. In this category, travel and leisure included Hong Kong, even though administratively it is not in the Southeast Asia region. Jakarta is ranked 10th. This metropolitan city is the capital city of Indonesia. Behind the skyscrapers, Jakarta offers a variety of tours ranging from history, culture, religion, art, modern, and nature tourism. Travelers can visit Jakarta's tourist icon, namely the Monas Monument. Then, there is the Kota Tua area, which is a cultural tourism and witness to the history of Jakarta's development. Tourists can also enjoy the excitement of various game rides in Fantasy World. In addition, Jakarta also has shopping centers, 5-star hotels, restaurants, and modern cafes. That's miscellany.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Kalimantan entitled Cik Cik Periuk. The song Cik Cik Periuk, with the theme of folk games, is adapted from the folklore of Sambas in West Kalimantan. It is estimated that this song has existed since 1.5 centuries ago. The lyrics contain satire so that people can more about the local culture. Because at the time, the arrival of other tribes to the area brought about cultural assimilation. As a result, the culture of Sambas was considered being broken down. The word tik-tik means the sound from inside of periuk. Periuk is a pot that is a chick. Periuk is a pot that is a kitchen utensil made of metal or clay that is used to cook rice. Here is regional song from West Kalimantan entitled Chick Chick Periuk.
Lakas.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayang, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus, yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati hidup ini.
Oh biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu
maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. 'Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a room. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.